a very good morning to you. Apologies for the voice, still very croaky. Absolutely packed show this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Crawley Open House are with us soon, and it's just three more sleepies to go until Christmas. How exciting! Sunday brunch. Found that window 16 wasn't opened. I must have missed it that day. There we go. So I've just been munching away. Hello, good morning. It's just coming up to 10:30 and we got Crawley Open House with us this morning.
The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community.
Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives
that make a refreshing difference.
So now on Susie Sunday Brunch, we've got Ian Wilkins from Crawley Open House. Now, you're the head of fundraising and relationships here and do amazing work. This is Crawley Open House. How's the year been, Ian?
Oh, that's a good question. this place is always a mixture of good news and bad news, really. You know, there's been lots of challenges. But the overall message is one of gratitude, really, to the people who support us. Every single night of the year, we look after 60 people, men, women and dogs, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it's a huge undertaking. We've got brilliant staff, but we're also massively supported by the community. Places of worship, schools, families, companies, trusts and foundations, community groups. And we get help from all angles. And the main message I want to give really is just one of gratitude to everybody that's helped this place in one way or another. People have given their time, their expertise, donations of stuff, money. It's just been brilliant. And we literally couldn't do our work without the help of the local community. So a massive thank you.
And on behalf of the rest of the community, a massive thank you to you and all of the staff and the massive difference you make to take 60 people out of challenging situations and helping them. Plus wider, I mean, the resource centre, and we'll come to Romesh Ranganathan shortly. He played a massive part in that resource centre, which also makes a massive difference to the community as well.
Yes, the resource centre is right opposite our hostel in Three Bridges, and in the morning it's a drop-in for literally anybody. So you don't have to be homeless to come in. Some of the guys in there are homeless. Some of them are just having a bad day and they need a bit of company or a bit of signposting or a bit of emotional, practical support. So it's become a real kind of community hub for people who just need a bit of a helping hand, and that's open every single weekday morning of the year. And then in the afternoon it becomes a place of learning, and I must admit I love that, because we do lots of stuff around life skills and job skills. So the other day I popped over there and there were about a dozen people learning English with a brilliant teacher we have who comes in every week, and they were doing a very interactive English session on how to do shopping and things, and you could see the difference it was making. You know, they came away laughing and joking and a little bit more confident in their English, and that's what we're all about, really. It's putting a roof over someone's head is massively important, don't get me wrong, but you can still be homeless even though you've got your own little flat somewhere, because you're still not really coping with life, you know. So a lot of what we do is around giving people the confidence and the skills to make a go of it in the next bit of their life. And so I love it when they do cooking and art and football and barista training and mending bikes and all that's good stuff, which gives people skills, gently gives them skills and confidence for the next bit of life.
Absolutely. Last time I was here, we spent time over there. You did the kind of barista training, and it makes a massive difference. And of course, you've got showers over there, so people can get showered and get a fresh pair of underpants, and it makes a big difference. It sounds simple, but these small things make a huge difference to someone's psyche. And last time we were here, we were talking to a few people who have benefited from it. So fantastic work you do here, Ian. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about the sleep out you got coming up in February, the sponsored sleep out, so we'll cover that shortly. And also Romesh Ranganathan, the amazing comedy he did recently, all the proceeds of that going to Open House as well.
Yeah, Romesh is our patron. Romesh asked to be our patron a few years ago, which we were just thrilled about. Romesh is massively busy, as you know, but whenever he can, he pops in here. He was in here recently with his lovely wife, Lisa, and yeah, they're great friends to Open House and do lots of stuff behind the scenes. And one of the things he'd always wanted to do for a while was his favourite venue in the world is the Hawth Theatre in Crawley, and And he said, look, one of these days I'll take it over and do a fundraiser. And sure enough, he did a few weeks ago, and he got four of the other comics from his agency, and they did a night of comedy in aid of Open House. And we're still not quite sure how much it's raised, but it's a lot of money. And
oh, it was packed, absolutely, and tickets went so quickly. And it must be amazing. I mean, Romesh still lives locally, his family's very much here, and a massive supporter, not just of that event, but also the resource centre we were just talking about as well. I mean, without that help, it would have been a lot slower, probably, in its coming.
Yes, and we're very, very grateful to his. He helps us in lots of ways behind the scenes. He doesn't want to fuss, and he's just a genuinely lovely bloke, and wants to help lots of charities. And we're just lucky that we're on his list, you know. So long may it continue.
So if you're listening at home, this is Crawley Open House with Ian. Just we're walking in here, stumbling over all the donations. Massive gratitude from Ian and his team for everyone getting involved. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about how you can get involved in the new year and support this amazing work they do in the community. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
A refreshing difference.
So with us on Susie Sunday Brunch, we have Ian from Crawley Open House. And in the last hour, we were talking about all of the magnificent work you do, and every night taking 60 people off the street, giving them a roof over their head, and of course the resource centre and the much wider good you do in the community. Now, those listening at home who want to help, obviously Christmas time, lots of donations, we can see them flooding in at the moment. Yeah. But what would be your ask? In the last hour you said a big thank you, but your ask going forwards, how can people listening at home make a real difference for Crawley Open House?
Good question. We always love food, so we literally serve three meals a day, 365 days a year to the people who live here. So that's a lot of food. So one of the best ways people can help is to give us non-perishable food. That will go into food parcels. We run the food bank in Crawley. So we give out too many food parcels every day as well. So food, toiletries are brilliant. We get through loads of deodorant and shampoo and shower gel and liquid soap and all that sort of stuff. So that's always a real blessing. New socks and underwear. There's a company in Crawley who the staff put money in a box, and when they've got enough, they go to one of the shops. I shouldn't mention shops, but they go to one of the big department shops and buy a load of socks and underwear for men and women. And that's a real lovely thing to receive, so that if someone comes in here for a shower, there's a real danger that they walk out having put on the same old underwear.
Yeah.
And so if we can dignify them with a packet of three boxer shorts and a new pair of socks, you know, that's just a tiny but significant.
And it sounds simple, doesn't it? But it makes such a difference to the psyche of someone.
Exactly.
Where you never know where the end is for the challenges that they face. And so by doing that, and for people that are part of groups, organisations, there's the lunch thing you did. I think Talis were in here the other day as well, providing a nice lunch. Tell me more about that too.
Yeah, it's become a real thing, actually, that about three lunchtimes a week now, we have companies come in and take over our kitchen, and they bring in all the ingredients for, let's say, shepherd's pie, and they cook it all up in our little kitchen, and then they serve it through the hatch to about 30 or 40 people. And it's become a real thing, and I know it works because lots of them have come back two or three times to do it, and I love it because it kind of breaks down that lots of them will go and sit and have their lunch with our guys in the hostel, and I love seeing that when they'll chatter away, and they're all human beings. Do you know what I mean? Whether you're a director of Tally's or you're living here, you know, you're all human beings, and that. So that's become a really significant, quite powerful thing. So if anyone wants to do that with your friends or your place of worship or your family, or, you know, we sometimes do evening meals, but mainly lunchtimes. So, get in touch with us if that might work for you.
Of course, you can check out crawleyopenhouse.co.uk. Also coming up, there's a sponsored sleep out. Looking forward to that one.
Yes, it's something we do most years. It's quite a difficult one because if you're sleeping out regularly, you kind of are a bit dismissive of people making a big deal out of sleeping out for one night, and I totally get that. So we always say to people, it's a tiny glimpse of the misery of sleeping out every night, and so we get a group of people, usually 30, 40, 50 of us, in Queen Square in Crawley, And the next one's on the 27th of February in 2025. We'd love people to join us. You come, you get a little bit of sponsorship from your friends or your colleagues or whatever, and we sleep out for the night. And you get a tiny glimpse of the cold, the discomfort, the disorientation that too many people have to put up with every single night of the year. So 27th of Feb, get in touch with us. My email address, can I give that out?
Yeah.
Is ian.wilkins@crawleyopenhouse.co.uk. Drop me an email, and yeah, we'd love to have you along. But it's usually our biggest fundraiser of the year. We raised almost £20,000 from that last time we did it. So come along and raise the profile of homelessness, really. There's too many people who do that every night, which breaks my heart, really. So,
and it's a magical thing to get involved with. I know, so I'll definitely be along in February to Thank do you. That. I know quite a few years ago when we had the old bandstand in Crawley, I did do it, I think it was in October back then. I was a little worried because it was cold, but I got my cardboard boxes, I got my sleeping bag, and it's amazing because when you start doing, you think, oh yeah, it's for a good cause here. When you get to about 3 o'clock in the morning, I think you think, looking forward to go home for that hot shower, but it really dawns on you. It's an amazing experience. I didn't imagine it would affect me, but it really affected me that I'm looking forward to go home to a hot shower and things go back to normal. But for those who do it every night, they don't know where the end is. It must be, it's a real test of resilience, right? And I think,
exactly,
you know, just for that humility exactly. coming along as well, yeah. as well as the funds, raising another 20 or more thousand pounds would be brilliant.
Exactly what you've said. Last time we did it, we always do it on a Thursday evening, and there's a reason for that, really, because it's nearly the end of the week. But somebody last time said, oh, I can't really do it because I've got to go to work on the Friday. And I said to them, not being funny, but go to work anyway, and you'll feel terrible and a bit rubbish, but that's how the life is for guys who yeah. are sleeping. You know, they're living in a constant state of tiredness and insecurity. And again, we're doing it in February almost deliberately because people are saying, oh, we'll do it in July. And you're sort of saying, no, you know, yeah. people are sleeping out 365 nights a year. And the fact that it might be cold and it might be raining, it might, in a way, I hope it does, yeah. you know, because it's meant to be an authentic kind of night out. And so, yeah, for some people, it's quite a powerful thing, as you say, just for one night to say, crikey, you know, that even one night was miserable, let alone if I had to do this for weeks or months. So yeah, try it, you know.
27th of February, 27th coming up.
Thursday night.
Let Looking for Thursday, 27th, just double checking the date. There we go. Thursday, 27th of February.
On the wrong date.
Hopefully, if you're listening at home, get involved with that. Also, check out crawleyopenhouse.co.uk. Lots of ways to get involved and support an amazing charity. And once again, Ian, thank you very much for all of the magnificent work you do to make a real difference in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thanks ever so much.
It's Christmas time.